Today, on Earth Day, contributor Simon Vera takes us to Uganda's Rwenzori Mountains, where expansive glaciers long sent water to the villages below for bathing, cooking, and cleaning. These glaciers, like many others, are in retreat. Experts say they could be gone within a decade. Even if individual glaciers have little effect on sea level rise, they are immensely important for local communities, glaciologist Londa van Treet tells Simon. Something it has spawned here, besides concern, a recognition of the need to adapt. In today's book review, you can learn about another wonder of the natural world, the renewal and resilience of forest. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Representative Sheila Sherfilis McCormick resigned from Congress amid the threat of expulsion. The House Ethics Committee last month found the Florida Democrat guilty of 25 ethics violations. She now faces criminal charges that she stole $5 million in federal relief funds to use for her campaign. She is the third member and second Democrat within 2 weeks to resign after facing allegations of ethical violations. Representative Sherfilis McCormick has denied any wrongdoing and called the Ethics Committee procedure a witch hunt in her resignation announcement. The Southern Poverty Law Center says it's under investigation by the Department of Justice. Interim SPLC CEO Brian Fair said the DOJ is targeting the nonprofit's prior use of paid informants to infiltrate violent groups. The DOJ hasn't commented on the allegation. In December, House Republicans held a hearing to accuse us of being partisan and profitable, added Mr. Fair. Some conservatives and others claim the SPLC's designation of extremist hate groups, which in 2023 included Moms for Liberty, is overly broad and politically biased. Mr. Fair described the SPLC's mission as fighting to create a multiracial democracy. Also, Taiwan's president cancels Africa trip and blames China for pressuring countries. President Lai Ching-te was due to visit Eswatini, the only African nation to maintain formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan. His office alleged that China pressured Madagascar, Mauritius, and Seychelles to revoke permission for overflight permits. Taiwan had diplomatic relations with as many as 30 African countries in the past. Leveraging its economic power on the African continent, China has pressured countries to recognize Beijing and distance themselves from Taiwan. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Economic uncertainty raised the stakes for Tuesday's confirmation hearing for Fed Chair nominee Kevin Warsh. Senators also have had questions about the central bank's independence from political pressure. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. The United States says Peru could lose its sovereignty to China if it continues to work with it as an investment partner. But throughout its history, Peru has looked west to China as much as it has looked north to the U.S. Howard LaFranchi reports from Lima, Peru for The Monitor. The reconciliation process was originally a tool to help Congress keep spending in line with revenue. But Republicans and Democrats have gotten creative with it over the years, and it's now become a way for the majority party to sidestep the political opposition. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. Glaciers in the tropics are rare and melting quickly, reshaping the lives of the people who depend on them. Contributor Simon Vera reports from Rwenzori Mountains, Uganda, for The Monitor. Growing up in a family of loggers, Suzanne Simard always loved forests. Her boundary-pushing research in her new book, When the Forest Breathes, Renewal and Resilience in the Natural World, reveals other, deeper layers to the forest ecosystem. Contributor Richard Schiffman writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Asia's expanding circle of security. For the first time since World War II, Japanese combat troops are participating in live-fire land-and-sea military exercises in an Asian country that was once under the harsh rule of Imperial Japan. On Monday, some 1,400 Japanese soldiers joined with the forces of a few other democracies around the Pacific to practice mock battles for 19 days in the northern Philippines, not far from China and the islands it forcibly claims in the South China Sea. The multinational war games, which end May 8th, will include the firing of a Japanese cruise missile to sink a World War II-era minesweeper, the country's first missile use outside Japan since the war. For Japan, this overseas training under real-world conditions marks a historic turning point for its post-war pacifist tradition and its heavy reliance on the United States for external defense. Yet, on a larger scale, it puts on display a long-term effort by many Asian democracies and their Western partners to define the meaning of shared security, preferably the kind that cannot be seen as ganging up on China. That task has become more urgent in the face of China's aggression against its neighbors, nuclear threats from North Korea, and recent uncertainty over America's military deterrence in the region. In an increasingly severe security environment, no single country can now protect its own peace and security alone, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi wrote Tuesday on the social platform X. In practice, the joint drills in the Philippines are a way to create a security environment that tolerates no attempt to unilaterally change the status quo by force, Colonel Takeshi Higuchi of Tokyo's joint staff told Japanese media. Yet that goal of defending established borders also reflects a dedication to democratic values, such as respect for the integrity and freedom of individuals to collectively form and keep their country based on equal citizenship. Those transcendent values are what bind many alliances of democracies and compel them to cooperate. Befitting Japan's wealth, size, and post-war credentials as a peace-loving democracy, it is the third largest contributor to the 17,000 troops participating in the joint exercises. The Philippines has dubbed the drills with the local idiom, balikatan, or shoulder to shoulder. That spirit of unity is not only about defending land borders, however. It also relies on shared adherence to democratic ideals. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we're willing to perceive God's limitless qualities expressed in ourselves and others, we find greater unity with one another. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Mackenzie Farkas, and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.